thank you, O Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, O Lord. We exalt you. Lord, we appreciate you for all that you have done for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. O Lord, we thank you for the blessings of this beautiful day. We appreciate your name, for you are good, you are kind unto us. Lord, we appreciate your name. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. Father, we return all glory unto you. We return all adoration unto your name. You are worthy to be praised, O God, for your mercy, for your kindness. O Lord, we worship you. Lord, we exalt you. You are worthy to be praised and adored. We lift up your name. Father, we bless you. We honor you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Father, this day, we ask that you will bless us, that your goodness will be poured out upon us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 9th of July, 2028. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. I want you to appreciate him for his God and thank him for his good unto you. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I cancel any form of evil that is programmed into this day. You will not manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of mercy. I lift up the banner of grace over my day. I lift up the banner of favor over this day for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day you speak grace unto me. I declare unto you this day, the mercy of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon me. This day, I declare that the mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. You will not stand against me, but all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, any form of evil that is in you is cancelled. I stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel every influence of darkness, every influence of wickedness over my day. In the name of Jesus, any form of trap of the enemy that has been prepared into this day, oh, I declare that they are filled up with the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I will not fall into the trap of the enemy. I will not fall into the snare of the fowler. I will not fall into the trap of the wicked. For the Spirit of the Lord order my steps. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my life is secured in the Lord Jesus. I declare this day, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare today, I carry the grace of the Lord. I declare the goodness of the Lord is upon me. I enjoy the goodness of the Lord. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord. I enjoy the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I raise the standard of the Lord over this day. Any appearance of evil in you this day, the standard of the Lord is raised against you. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every form of influence of the wicked over my day. I cancel any demonic influence from the dream to the physical. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I silence every mouth that speaks evil concerning my day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every language of infirmity, language of sickness, language of evil, language of accident over my day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I declare today, my going out and my coming back home is with testimony. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of God into my day. The Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me, bless my storehouses. As I go out today, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. I am the garden that is planted in the presence of the Lord. I flourish in the courts of the Lord. Oh, I am fruitful. I am not barren. I am not desolate. I am a green pastured land. For the light of the countenance of the Lord is lifted upon me, and his grace is poured out unto me. For the Lord has showed me favor. In the name of Jesus, I speak to my day. In the name of Jesus, all I experience today is the mercy of the Lord. All I experience today is the favor of the Lord. For the life of God is in me. Nothing dies ties in my hand. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord Jesus. It is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profit today in the name of Jesus. I will not fall into error. I will not fall into the trap of the wicked in the name of Jesus. For the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord speak concerning me in the name of Jesus. I declare my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice and pray for the people that are still in the trap of the wicked. I want you to pray for them. Speak to the Lord concerning them. The Father, we ask for mercy over these people. Oh, beyond the activities of men, beyond the wickedness of men, let your mercy prevail, O God, over them. In the name of Jesus, over these children. Father, these are your heritage. Father, let your mercy prevail over them. In the name of Jesus, let mercy speak for them, O Lord. Over these children and their teachers, we ask for your mercy. We ask for mercy for preservation. We ask for mercy, O Lord, over them. In the name of Jesus, you stretch forth your hand and you will deliver these people. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy speak over them. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for this nation. Lord, mercy. Lord, let your mercy speak. In the name of Jesus. Father, let your mercy speak. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, today is Thursday, 9th of July, 2026. The program we've been announcing is going to come up today. Our 1 hour prayer launch is coming up today, 9th of July, 2026. We are going to come together by 12 noon to pray, to stand before the Lord in prayer, to make our request known unto Him. And remember that on the 19th of this month, Sunday evening, we are going to be coming together for a special program, first edition ever, Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy. We are going to come together by 4 p.m. to stand before the Lord, to praise Him, make our request known, and receive direct revelation from the presence of the Lord. The theme for the program is Feast of Mercy. The program is going to start by 4 p.m. in the evening on Sunday, the third Sunday of this month, by the grace of God. And our time of refreshing program is going to be on the 30th of this month, the last Thursday of July, 2026. All these programs, the one we're having today and the remaining ones that we have for this month of July, is going to come up in our place of fellowship at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Ijokudu Junction, Songwele Ele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. This morning we are going to pray. You know, we have been praying this week, and most importantly, today is a day of prayer. Remember, our anchor scripture for this month of July is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. By the grace of God, today we'll be establishing the promises of God upon your life, and you are going to call out unto the Lord to arise and fight for you. So we are going to be praying from the book of Psalm 35 from verse 1. Beloved, I want to encourage you that even outside of these prayers that we are laying out for you this morning, I want you to sit with the scripture, with this word of the Lord, and pray. For this is the season to pray. See, we are in a season where the wickedness of men is being pronounced, and it is unfortunate that there is a deceit of darkness for people to abandon the place of prayer and begin to celebrate the act of wickedness. It is time for you to arise and pray so that your life will not be among the numbers. Your life will not be an example of the fulfillment of the wicked acts of human beings. Arise and pray today. Psalm 35, you can read from verse 1. I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 9. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Also draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my odds. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause, they have hidden their net for me in a pit, which they have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon him unexpectedly, and let his net that he has hidden catch himself. Into that very destruction, let him fall. Verse 9, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, it shall rejoice in his salvation. Let's go back to verse 1 and start our prayer this morning. Verse 1 says, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strives with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Beloved, call out unto the Lord this morning. Lord, arise for me. Arise for my sake. Plead my cause, my Lord, my God. Arise, O Lord, and fight for me. Arise, O Lord, for the wicked have lifted up themselves like a flood against me. Lord, arise and set your standard against them, so that my life will not be overwhelmed by the wickedness of men. Oh, so that their wickedness will not overflow or overshadow my life. Arise, O Lord, and plead my cause. Arise, Lord, and fight for me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, declare before the Lord, Father, arise and scatter the arrangement of the wicked over my portion in the name of Jesus. Let the wickedness of the wicked, let it be reversed upon them in the name of Jesus. Arise, Lord, and plead my cause. Arise, O Lord, and fight for me in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Verse 2 says, take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. I love it. If you can read it in Yoruba, it speaks very much. Bibeli wipe ni ese kejiyan. Bibeli wipe diasa ati abatamu ki o si dide fun iranlowo mi. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up. Arise for my help. I want you to call upon to God. Arise, O Lord, for my help. Arise, O Lord, and help me. In the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, destroy the weapons of the wicked. Disappoint the enterprise of the wicked over my life. Disappoint the plans of the wicked over me. In the name of Jesus. Arise, Lord, and fight on my behalf. In the name of Jesus. Lord, destroy their stronghold over my life. In the name of Jesus. Pull down their wicked habitation around my life. Let them become like a shaft before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them, because they have positioned themselves to stand against my rising. Lord, arise and fight for me. Let their way be darkened and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. Oh, are you praying? Speak to the Lord. Father, arise and fight for me. Plead my cause, O Lord. Plead my cause. Arise, fight for me, Lord. Destroy the strongholds of the wicked over my life in the name of Jesus. Destroy them. Pull down their habitation. They are coming together. You will scatter them in the name of Jesus, because they've gathered themselves against me. They have decided to put themselves together against me. Father, you will arise. Oluwa dide dia satia batamu ki o dide fun iranlowo mi. Father, arise. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand for my help. Father, arise. Lord, you will scatter the coming together of the wicked over me in the name of Jesus. Oh, you will break their holds over my destiny in the name of Jesus. Break their holds over my portion in the name of Jesus. Lord, you will not allow the wickedness of the wicked to flow into my destiny in the name of Jesus. Arise and plead my cause, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want you to pray so that the wickedness of the wicked will not prosper over your life, so that their wicked plan will not stand over you. Pray and tell the Lord. See, if you choose not to pray because of one thing or the other, well, that is for you. The enterprise of the wicked, you allow it to prosper over your life, and something happens to you. Well, I'm happy to tell you, you will make heaven. But then, here on earth, you will see how the devil plays with the life of people that doesn't pray. Beloved, I know you are the beloved of the Lord. Oh, you are beloved by him. But arise in prayer and call upon him. Arise for me and fight for my cause. I'm going to round up here, but I want you to take this last prayer point as we go and prepare to come again by 12 noon to call upon the Lord. Lord, deliver me from the snare of the wicked. Deliver me from the trap of the wicked. Deliver my soul, O Lord, bring me out of the pit which they have dug for my soul. Let the wicked fall into the pit that he has dug himself, in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver me from the snare of the wicked. Whatever it is that the wicked has put together as a trap to keep me down, Father, deliver me. Whatever case that they have presented to use as a trap to hold me down, Lord, arise and deliver me. Let them fall into their own trap. Let the wicked fall into his own trap, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the Lord over your life, in the name of Jesus. The wickedness of the wicked is cancelled over your life. The enterprise of the wicked will no longer prosper over your life, in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand that is stretched towards your portion, such hand withers, in the name of Jesus. Whatever evil that the enemy is transmitting from your dream into your physical world, the Lord put a stop to them today, in the name of Jesus. The Lord deliver you out of every proud water. I declare over every storm of the wicked over your life, peace be still, in the name of Jesus. The storm is over. The Lord arise and fight for you. The Lord plead. Oh, the Lord plead your cause. He arise and fight for you. The trap that the enemy has prepared for you, they are falling into it themselves. Their ways is darkened, and the angel of the Lord pursue them, in the name of Jesus. As for you, you rejoice in the Lord. You will see the salvation of the Lord. You will see the healing of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every altar of wickedness that is prepared around your destiny, around your lineage, they are pulled down, in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. As you go out today, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord show you mercy, in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord favor you and give you peace all around, in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you, in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.